Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 14, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 10MR 293. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I learn by letter from Brother Haskell that he will leave Adelaide on Wednesday or Thursday. We did hope so much that our brethren McCullough and Hawkins would be willing to talk over matters, and that personal interviews would clear away the fog the enemy has enveloped them in, and they would be convinced they had been following another leader. But I have not felt clear that all has been done that may be done. I hope that you will not consider their case beyond remedy and leave them to themselves. Meet them if you can, and while you stand steadfastly for the truth, do it in a spirit of love for their souls. My heart yearns over them. I greatly desire to remove every stone over which they have stumbled, if it is possible to do this. It is best to do all that can be done by human agency, uniting with the divine. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion and love, but he will not change and alter one thing that has gone out of his mouth to meet man in his perversity. He wants that his human agency should be a channel of light to communicate light, walking in the true, pure light, to lead souls to the light, as he is in the light. How wonderful are the works of our God! He reveals how little dependence can be placed in men. We should educate our people to make the Lord God of Israel their trust, and have faith, living, active faith in God, a continual, growing faith, not faith in ourselves. May the Lord's blessing rest upon you as you shall seek to recover these souls. Not only every one of the church, but the men who have deceived them, because they themselves were deceived. Oh, let us teach as never before the necessity of pure, clean hearts and sanctified thought, because the very thoughts are brought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Sin besets every soul very closely, and unless it is resisted firmly, will obtain the victory. If the habit of resistance is formed, and carefully and prayerfully sustained, there will be less trouble in combating the oppressing power that is constantly urged to overcome the soul. We shall see that those who have been making all preparation not to unite firmly with their brethren will accept the powerful temptations when Satan finds a favorable opportunity to dissolve their unity and to confederate them in a party who lead out upon theories they call truth, for Satan is clothed in angel garments, and he will make most plausible presentations. There are many who live a life supposed to be religious that stops far short of real service to God. They do not abide in Christ. Those who abide in Christ are building up a character after the similitude of Christ. Many are as near to Christ as was Judas. They listen to his words through his human instrumentalities and receive that portion which pleases them, which does not reprove and rebuke their appetites or passions, and go on just as Judas did without reforming and transformation of character. But they are not Christians. They do not wear the yoke of Christ and live to please Christ. If they can have heaven and carry their own temper and disposition into heaven, then they will have heaven. The almonds were brought to our home by Brother Goodhart. Thank you for your remembrance of me. They are very good, sweet nuts. Brother Haskell has great liberty in opening the scriptures to others. He gives opportunity to all. The first class is in the morning meeting at 6 o'clock. Then there will be other lessons given by Elder Haskell. At 10 o'clock, Sister Haskell gives lessons from Revelation. This is an excellent beginning for the school. Brother Haskell plows deep. All listen to him with eager attention and are feasting on that which they gather from the storehouse of the Word. I have been quite sick for about 2 weeks, but I am improving now. I send you copy of letters sent to South Africa this morning. May and the children are doing well, but their house is so cold, we dare not keep the white boys in it. We have given up our parlor to May and the children until their home is done. I have been writing and reading the copies of letters to Africa. I could not sleep past 1 o'clock. I hear them now stirring about getting ready for meeting. May the Lord bless you in your work, and then the people will be blessed. In love to all the saints in Adelaide.